Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Amen. It is so good to be back at Banner Church.
非常高兴回来到旌旗教会。
Yes, I apologize. It's been so long.
这么久没有回来，我很抱歉。
It was kind of difficult to get here finally.
因为终于我来到这里了。
But it's wonderful to be together in the Spirit.
非常的高兴在灵里与你同在。
And it's wonderful that when we are brothers and sisters in the Lord,
我非常高兴在我们的弟兄姐妹中间，我们永远是弟兄姐妹。
The Holy Spirit connects our hearts.
圣灵连接我们的心。
And it's as if no time has passed.
就像好像我刚昨天刚回去一样，没有任何时间过去。
I am so grateful to Pastor Samuel and Pastor May.
我非常感谢修哥金梅姐。
For inviting me back to Banner Church.
谢谢你们邀请我回来。
And I'm so excited about what God's going to do this week.
我也非常的兴奋的知道神这个礼拜所要做的心事。
I'm so excited I couldn't sleep last night.
我昨天晚上几乎没有办法睡觉。
I was up the whole night just praying.
我整个晚上在飞机上没有办法睡觉，我在祷告。
It's very clear to me that God has a very special word for Banner Church.
非常清楚的神让我看到神在旌旗教会有一个非常特别的工作要做。
And before I start the message this morning,
在今天早上我们开始今天信息之前呢，
let me just remind you that you are very special to the Lord.
让我提醒你，你对神来说你非常特别。
There's something extraordinarily important to Banner Church.
在旌旗教会有非常重要的事情将要发生。
Every time I come to this church,
每次我来到这个教会，
I'm reminded by the Holy Spirit.
我就被圣灵所提醒。
That he is preparing Banner Church.
他在准备我们的这个教会呢。
As an example to the rest of the body of Christ.
成为基督其他肢体其他教会的一个模范。
He is preparing you.
他在准备你。
As a missionary church to the nations,
成为从给万国送福音、送信息出去的宣教士的教会。
Many of you do not recognize.
很多中间，也许你不知道
how special this community is.
你不知道这个组织，我们这个教会有多么的重要。
I'm going to remind you that God is doing something wonderful in your midst.
让我提醒你，神在你们中间正在进行一件奇妙的事情。
There's an openness of the Spirit.
在这里有属灵的开放。
There's a deep desire for holiness.
在这里，我们有对于圣洁的很深的祈求。
And destiny is in the air.
我们看到的，我们的命定就在空中将要来到。
God is preparing Banner Church for the nations.
神正在准备旌旗教会为万国来服事。
And you are part of it.
而你就是其中的一份子。
Thank you so much again for the invitation.
谢谢你们再次邀请我回来。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning for a few moments.
在今天早上有一段小的时间呢。
I'm going to speak to you about heaven.
我要跟你谈一谈关于天国。
The wonderful thing about life.
对于生命最好的一件事情就是
every day.
每一天
we are closer to heaven.
我们跟天国越来越接近。
But it's sometimes difficult to remember.
但是有时候你很难记得这件事实。
Sometimes this world can distract us.
有时候这个世界会让我们会我们的注意力涣散了。
From the great call of God that's upon our lives.
使得我们忘掉的神在我们生命里面极大的呼召。
Now, since the last time I was here,
从上一次我来这里那个时候呢，
you can see I have even less hair.
你看我的头发越来越少了。
Quite true. My son, who's 18 years old,
我的儿子今年已经18岁。
He was very upset when I came.
当我来到台湾的时候，他很不高兴。
He wanted to come with.
因为他想要跟我一起来。
His heart is for the nations.
他的心是为万国预备好的。
But he always teases me.
但他总是这样取笑我，他说。
And a while back he told me that I'm middle-aged.
在过去他曾经说我是中年人。
I was very upset.
当时我很不高兴。
And I said, I'm not middle-aged.
我说我不是中年人啊。
He says, let's do the math.
那时候我们在算算数学。
And this is what he said to me.
他说这么说，他说。
He said, you're closer to death.
那你越靠近死亡。
Than the day of your birth.
对啊，你现在距离死亡的日子比你距离你出生日子越靠近了。
He said, and therefore you should be excited.
所以你应该越来越高兴。
And serve the Lord.
要赞美神。
Amen. This morning, however, I want to speak to you about what heaven is like.
今天早晨我要跟你谈一谈天国到底是什么。
I was reminded of a beautiful story of a missionary.
我想到了一位宣教士一个很漂亮的故事。
The year is 1920.
在1920年的时候
，and this missionary
在这位宣教士身上
has gone all the way to India from America.
他从美国被派到印度去宣教
，and spent all his life laboring for the Lord there.
一生在那里在印度服侍当地人
And in 1920, to travel took a long time.
在1920年代，从印度回到美国是很长的一段旅程。
So at the end of his life, he's on a boat, sailing back, of course, to America.
所以在他的生命终结的时候，年老的时候，他搭着船长途的旅行回到美国。
And when he arrived in America,
当他来到美国的时候。
There was a famous movie star on the boat as well.
当时在船上有个同船的一位非常有名的电影明星。
And when the movie star got off the boat,
当那个明星下船的时候，
there were thousands of people clapping for the movie star.
千百人为他拍手欢迎他回家。
And this missionary's heart just sank inside of him.
这个宣教士他的心非常的沉重。
He became very sad.
他觉得非常的哀伤。
And he said, Lord,
他说主啊。
There's nobody here to greet me.
这里为什么没有人在欢迎我？
Nobody's clapping for me.
为什么没有人为我拍手欢迎？
And he heard the Lord whisper in his ear.
他听到神在他耳朵旁边轻声地说。
And the Lord said this to him.
神这样对他说。
You are not home yet.
你还没有回到家嘞。
Yes.
是的。
Church, we have no full understanding of what is waiting for us.
现在的教会，我们还不了解在天国有什么在等待着我们。
So I've entitled the sermon this morning.
所以今天早晨我们谈的主题是
Heaven beyond imagination.
天国是超乎你的想象。
And it comes from a text that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
这是从哥林多前书保罗所写给哥林多教会的一段书信。
Thank you so much. We work well together.Amen. All right. So Paul writes a beautiful letter to the church in Corinth.
保罗写了一封非常漂亮的书给哥林多教会。
And this is what he says.
他这么说。
It's really a key scripture for this morning.
事实上是今天早上我们的主题经文。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9.
哥林多前书二章九节说。
And Paul says, but as it is written.
保罗说如着经上所记。
And here he quotes from an Old Testament prophet.
然后他从旧约的先知书他取了一段下来。
He says, what no eye has seen.
他说眼睛未曾看见。
Nor ear heard.
耳朵未曾听见。
Nor the heart of man imagined.
人心而未曾想到的。
What God has prepared for those who love him.
是神为爱他的人所预备的。
You know, Jesus said that he would go away and prepare a place for us.
耶稣他回去要为我们预备地方。
You know, the scripture says that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days.
圣经说神创造了天与地在六天中间创造完毕。
Theologians have many different opinions whether the earth was created in 6 days or not.
神学家对于六天创造这件事情有很多的争执。
But I know this.
但我知道一件事。
If God created this beautiful, beautiful universe.
如果神创造这个美丽的宇宙。
In a period of just a few days,
就用几天可以创造的话
，Jesus has been working for 2,000 years.
耶稣已经为我们为我们预备了2000年
to prepare a place for you.
为你预备一个好地方。
It is not possible for us to even imagine what this is like.
我们根本不可能去想象到底那个好地方会是好到什么程度。
Jesus spoke about the importance of having our hearts set on heaven.
耶稣说到一个很重要的是你的心要放在天上。
And in one of the Gospels, in Matthew's Gospel,
在马太福音这样怎么说
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6,
在第六章这么说
Listen to what Jesus says about the importance of heaven.
听听看耶稣怎么说关于天堂的重要性。
He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth.
他说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Where moth and rust destroy.
地上有虫子咬，有能够毁坏。
And where thieves break in and steal.
也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
只要积财宝在天上。
Where neither moth nor rust destroys.
那里没有虫子咬，不能朽坏。
And where thieves do not break in and steal.
也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
For where your treasure is.
因为你的财宝在哪里。
There your heart will be also.
你的心也在那里。
You see, here's the mistake we make in this earth.
是常常在地上我们犯了一个错误是。
We hold on to the things that we can see.
我们紧紧抓住我们眼睛能够看到的。
Not realizing that we've been created for more.
但是却不知道我们被创造是要得到更多的。
My son, as you've heard already, often tell me how old I am.
刚刚我告诉你的，我儿子一天到晚提醒我，我已经很老。
He'll just look at me and say, you're so old.
他常常抓着我说你好老。
Yes. pray for me?
是的，请为我祷告。
And I remind my son,
我不断地提醒我儿子说，
In the kingdom of heaven,
在天国里呢，
Nobody is old.
没有人是老人。
There's not one old person here today.
在今天，在天堂没有一个老人在那里。
Not even Pastor Luke.
连宇文哥都不老。
I think we're the same age, right?
Yeah, so no, you're younger. Yeah, you are.
Yes. Here's the thing. Everybody is young in the kingdom of God.
你知道，在天国里，每一个人都是年轻人。
You're going to live forever.
Yeah, 你会爱你的年轻的年岁的。
And therefore, we must change our perspective in this earth.
因此，我们必须要改变在地上我们的眼光看法。
What are you working for?
你今天你为什么在努力？
Where do you put your treasures?
你今天你这样的财宝放在哪里？
My boss.
我的老板呢？
Dr. Pat Robertson,
就是 Pat Robertson,
is 89 years old.
他今年89岁。
He works 5 days a week.
他每个礼拜工作五天。
He is the strongest man I've ever met.
他是我所看到最强壮的一个人。
We cannot stop him.
我们没有办法停止他工作。
Just works and works and works.
他不断的工作，工作，工作。
And when I ask him why is he still working?
我问他说为什么你还要继续工作呢？
He says there's a lot to do for the kingdom.
他说我所做的事情跟天国很有关系。
Where do we put our treasures?
你的心在，你的财宝在哪里？
Well, today for a few moments, I want us to look at just one text.
今天我们将看只是一段的经文。
We can look at 4 or 5 verses.
这段经文里面四五节的经文，我们将要看到。
And these 4 and 5 verses gives us a small glimpse of what heaven will be like.
我们只看看在天国一点点，知道天国到底长什么样子。
How many of you know life on earth can be difficult?
多少人知道在地上生活很多的困难？
It can be hard.
很难，对不对？
Very difficult.
非常困难，对不对？
I was so sad to hear about Pastor May's mother's passing.
我非常的哀伤听到了金美牧师的母亲去世了。
I believe I met her just once.
Yeah, 也许 yeah, 我好像见过她面，她见过她。
What a beautiful, noble lady.
是非常尊贵的一位夫人。
And even though as Christians we don't mourn like the world,
就像即使我们基督徒在亲人死去的时候，我们不像一般人这样子的哀伤。
I do want to say this to you.
但是我还是得这样告诉你。
Even though we don't mourn like the world,
即使我们不像世人一样的哀伤。
Death is still difficult for us.
但是对我们来说仍然很困难，对不对？
Let me tell you why.
那我告诉你为什么。
We were not created to die.
因为我们被创造的目的不是要死。
We've been created to live forever.
因为我们被创造了要活到永远。
We will be forever in God's presence.
我们在神的同在里面将要存到永远。
So maybe you think you're old today.
也许你今天你想说你老了。
Not.
还没啦。
You've just started.
你刚开始而已。
Just started.
将刚开始而已。
Even if you've lived to 90 or 95 or 100 years.
即使你活到90、95岁、100岁。
Let me say to you, it's only the beginning.
让我告诉你，只是刚开始而已。
And this morning, I would like for us to go to a wonderful text.
今天早上我们看到另外一个很重要的经文。
This is from the book of Revelation.
这是启示录的经文。
Now, I need to give you a little bit of background here of what's going on.
让我给你关于启示录的一点点的背景。
This is a time period in the church where the church was severely persecuted.
这是当时写作的时候，是教会正在受到大逼迫。
And Jesus called one of his disciples.
耶稣叫了他其中的一个门徒来。
In actual fact, we think he was the youngest of the disciples.
事实上，我们认为他可能是十二个门徒里面最年轻的一位。
This, of course, is the disciple John.
当然就是约翰，使徒约翰。
And John, Jesus called him to go to Turkey.
耶稣叫约翰来到他的面前。
Which is called Asia Minor.
当时的土耳其就是后来的小亚细亚。
And he established 7 churches for Jesus.
在那个地方，他为耶稣创造了七个教会。
And he will travel from church to church and pastor them and teach them.
他在教会一个一个的旅行，然后去教导他们。
But it was a very difficult time under the Roman Empire.
但当时的罗马帝国这样子做是很困难的一件事。
The church was severely persecuted.
因为教会正在受大逼迫。
And in the midst of this persecution,
在这个逼迫之内呢。
And let me just backtrack a little bit.
那我们再退后一点点来看。
This is what Romans would do.
当时罗马人会怎么做呢？
They would take Christian families.
他会将整个基督徒家庭抓起来。
They would separate them from one another.
将他们个别的分开来。
They would take the father.
他们把父亲带到一个。
They would kill him.
他们杀了父亲。
And then they would feed the family, the flesh of the father, not knowing that they're eating the father.
他会将父亲的肉喂给他们的家人吃，他们家人不知道他们正在吃爸爸的肉。
They try to break the faith of early Christians.
他们想要打碎早期教会的信心。
And John in this time is deeply concerned about the church.
在约翰这个时候非常的关心他的教会。
He's asking the question that I'm asking today.
他今天在问我今天在问的问题说。
And how do we survive an increasing dark age?
我们如何在黑暗的世界里面活下来而且要更增长。
Let me stop here for a moment.
我们停一下。
Have you noticed that the world is not friendly towards the church?
你知道这个世界对于教会并不那么友善吗
？Right,
对吧
？Even here in Taiwan, you have fought some battles.
即使在台湾，你还必须要征战，对吧
？Right,
是吧
？It's difficult to stand for Jesus.
在即使在台湾，你都很难为耶稣站立起来。
And I'm here to say to you,
今天我要告诉你
，the fight is going to be difficult.
在这个征战将会非常的困难。
Satan is fighting the kingdom of God.
撒旦正在对着天神的国度正在征战。
And the question that we need to ask.
今天我们要问的问题是
，How do we survive?
我们如何活下来
？How do we flourish?
我们如何在生存之间还要增长
？How do we get through this dark time?
我们如何在这个时候结果子
？My son told me I'm not allowed to tell any stories about him.
我的儿子告诉我说来台湾不准讲任何他的故事。
But I'm going to tell anyways.
但是不管我要讲了。
Yes. One year ago.
我一年以前。
He came to me.
他来告诉我说。
And he was crying after church.
他教会之后，在参加教会之后，他在哭。
And he said to me.
他跟我说。
I think Jesus has called me.
我想耶稣正呼召我。
Of course, I've known this.
我知道，其实我老早就知道耶稣要呼召他。
From before he was born.
在他还没有出生之前，我就知道了。
But I made a decision to never say that to him.
但是我决定不提醒他这件事。
He needed to come to this realization by himself.
他必须自己发现这个事实。
And 1 year ago, the Holy Spirit got a hold of my son.
一年以前，圣灵感动我的儿子。
Everything changed.
每一个事情都改变了。
He no longer listened to worldly music.
他不再听世俗的音乐。
He listens to the music that I like.
他听我爱的音乐了。
Music before the 14th century.
就是十四世纪以前的古音乐。
No, I'm teasing. But he listens to only Christian music.
他只听基督徒音乐。
I came home one evening.
有一晚上我回家的时候呢。
And I looked at my credit card bill.
我看到我的信用卡的账单。
And I saw there was a bill for $350.
有一笔钱是350元，是我出现在账单上。
From Amazon.com.
是 Amazon 那边买书来的。
And I knew I didn't order it.
我知道我没有买 Amazon 的东西啊。
I said to my wife, somebody stole our credit card.
我说有人偷到我们的信用卡了。
But when I got home,
当回到家的时候
my son ordered about 40 books.
我的儿子买了大概40本书。
He's learning Greek and Hebrew.
他开始自己学希腊文跟希伯来文。
Where before he couldn't get up early in the morning.
在以前他早上没有办法起来。
He now gets up early to pray.
现在一大早起床，他在祷告。
But here's the thing.
但这是一件事情。
For the last year that he's been serious about Jesus.
在去年一整年，他对耶稣非常的认真。
He's lost some friends.
他失去了一些朋友。
Not all of his friends are excited about this.
不是所有的朋友都很希望看到他这些改变。
Many of his friends have said to him, "You are too serious."
有些朋友告诉他说：“你太严肃了啦。”
Another friend said to him, "Too much Jesus."
另外一个朋友告诉他说：“你太多耶稣了。”
So the last year has been very difficult for him.
所以对他来说，去年很难。
But what gets us through this time?
但是让我们今天我们看到的一个成果是
is when the Lord gives us a glimpse.
当神让我们看到一嗲嗲的天堂的时候
，for the last year,
在去年
during times of worship,
在我们在敬拜的时候。
God has opened the eyes of my son.
神打开了我儿子他的眼睛。
And he has seen visions of heaven.
他看到了天国的异象。
This is what gives him the courage to go on.
也就是因为这样子使他有勇气继续往下走。
And during this time that John is a pastor in Turkey.
就在这个时候，就是约翰是在土耳其地区的牧师。
At one time, he is captured.
有一度他还被逮捕。
And he's taken to a small little island called Patmos.
他被带到了巴摩海岛上面去。
That this island in the first century, there was nothing on it.
在第一世纪的时候，这个岛上什么东西都没有。
Except the place where you could quarry rocks.
只有在那里挖石头的地方。
And while he's working there,
当他在那边工作的时候,
as a prisoner,
做一个囚犯在那边做苦工的时候,
he's asking the question that I'm asking.
他问我现在在问的问题,
How do we flourish as the church?
我们成为一个教会如何增长?
And this time,
而这个时候呢,
God gave him a revelation.
神给他一个启示。
I have a previous slide that I'm not going to look at now.
刚刚我们有一张我们把它跳过去的, 我们不看。
But the Greek word for revelation,
但是在希腊文的启示这个字呢,
The Greek word that is used in this text,
在圣经里面所说的启示这个字呢,
is the word apokalypsis.
就是apokalypsis。
Yes, and it means to unveil.
意思就是说打开来。
It means to pull back the curtain.
意思就是说把一个帐幕给拉开来。
Yes. This morning,
今天早晨,
I am so grateful for the hotel that Banner Church has put me in.
我非常高兴你们把我放的那家那个旅馆真的很棒。
It's too nice.
太好了。
Many buttons.
里面有好多的按钮要按。
It's got a toilet that scares me.
那个马桶真的吓我一跳, 免治马桶吓死我了。
When you walk past the toilet,
那经过那个马桶的时候,
it opens.
那个盖子会自动会打开。
And I'd say, be quiet.
我就要说安静。
But to get the curtains open, I couldn't get the curtains open this morning.
我没有办法打开那个窗帘, 我找不到任何的方法。
Until I realized you have to press a button.
后来我知道你要按一个钮。
And I'm on the 22nd floor.
我在22楼。
And when I pushed the button,
当我按了那个钮的时候,
all of this opened.
所有的天,那个窗帘就打开了。
And I could see the beauty of Taichung City.
我看到了台中市美丽的街景。
What a beautiful city you have.
你们台中真的好漂亮。
God has really put you in one of the most beautiful places in the earth.
神把你放在全世界最漂亮的地方之一。
This is what happens with John.
这就是约翰所发生的事。
He's in the dark.
他就在黑暗里。
And he's trying to see what's going on.
他在那想要看到底发生什么事了。
And for a moment,
有一刹那之间,
God pulled back the curtain.
神把窗帘给打开。
Church, this is what I'm praying for Banner.
各位，我这是我为荆棘教会的祷告。
I'm praying that God is going to open your eyes.
我求神要把你眼睛打开。
That He's going to pull back the curtain.
他要把那个窗帘打开。
That you're going to get a glimpse of the life that is waiting for you.
你将看到正在等着你的生命就在前面。
Church, we are not home yet.
各位，我们还没到家嘞。
This is not our home.
这里还不是我们的家。
Home is waiting for us.
你的家正在等着你。
And today, just for a few moments, I want to share with you a few truths here.
今天我接着我跟告诉你几件关于天国的几件事实。
Just few verses, five verses in total.
5节的圣经。
And what John saw.
看，我们要让你看到约翰他看到了什么。
I have to calm myself down a little bit.
我必须让我自己安静一点，我太兴奋。
Take a deep breath.
各位深呼吸。
I get so excited about this.
我非常的兴奋。
I am ready.
我准备好了要告诉你了。
But I know my work is not finished yet.
这次我在地上的工作还没有结束。
All right, thank you. So, going back to the text.
所以我们回到经文来看。
If you brought your Bibles, if you can open it to the book of Revelation, the last book.
如果你圣经来, 请你打开启示录是圣经的最后一本书。
Revelation 22.
启示录第22章最后一章。
And we're going to read from verse 1.
我们要从第一节开始读。
And listen to what it says.
我们听听看他讲什么。
It says, Then the angel showed me.
他说, 然后天使指示我。
I'm going to stop here for a moment.
让我停一下。
Remember what Paul said.
还记得保罗说什么?
No eye has seen.
眼睛未曾看见,
no ear has heard.
耳朵未曾听见,
no mind has imagined.
人心未曾想到,
that which God has prepared.
就是神为他所爱的人预备的,
we naturally cannot get there.
我们没有就照着我们自然人没有办法看到的。
No matter how much you think about what heaven is going to be like,
不管你怎么样去想象天堂,
we need a divine revelation.
我们需要从天而来的启示才可以看得到。
Let me say to you, church.
各位, 让我告诉你。
Globally.
就整个全球来说。
The church has lost this.
教会并没有抓到这一个重点。
The church has lost its vision of heaven.
教会似乎已经失去对于天堂的意向。
This is the saddest thing for me.
对我来说，这是最哀伤的一件事。
When I travel the world,
当我全世界旅行的时候
，and I speak at conferences,
当我在特会里面讲道的时候。
And I spend time with church leaders.
当我跟教会的领袖在一起的时候
，when they are only interested,
他们所有兴趣的重点只是
in what they can get right here.
我在这个地上我能够得到什么
？We need a revelation of heaven.
各位，我们需要天国的启示。
When our eyes are opened,
让我们的眼睛可以打开。
And we allow God to show us.
让神容许神来对我们说话。
We will get new power.
我们得到新的力量。
New strength.
新的力量。
Because our treasures will be somewhere else.
因为我们的财宝放在不一样的地方。
Yes. Church, how many of you know Christians are not lazy?
各位，多少人知道基督徒一点都不懒惰？
Christians work hard for the kingdom.
基督徒为了天国非常的努力工作，对不对？
Why do we do this?
为什么要这样做呢？
We do this because we have a glimpse of what's waiting for us.
我们做了这个，因为我们看到了在天国将会有什么。
So somebody asked me this morning.
所以今天早上有人问我。
Because I arrived around about 3 a.m. this morning.
今天早上我三点钟才来到了我的旅馆。
And somebody said, "Did you sleep?"
然后他们问我说：“你有没有睡呀？”
I said, "No."
我说没有。
I haven't slept yet.
我到现在还没睡。
And they said, "Are you not tired?"
那你不累吗
？When will you rest?
你什么时候要休息
？Heaven.
到天国的时候我会休息。
Yes, you know the Bible speaks about the importance of rest.
你知道圣经提到的安息很重要。
It says this in Genesis.
在创世纪这么说。
And when God finished His work,
当神完成他的工作的时候
，He rested.
他就安息了。
My work is not finished yet.
我的工作还没做完。
There's a lot for us to do.
还有很多事要做哎。
And the time is short.
在时间非常的短。
But the angel showed John.
但是天使让约翰看到了。
He said he showed me the river of the water of life.
他让我看到了生命水的河。
Bright as crystal.
好，明亮如水晶。
Flowing from the throne of God.
从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
And of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city.
在从街道中间流出这一道河
来。Also on either side of the river.
在河的两边。
The tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit.
有生命树结12样的果子。
Yielding its fruit each month.
每月都结果子。
And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
而树上的果子乃为医治万民。
I want you to take note of that phrase, for the healing of the nations.
我想要你在医治万民这行特别注意这几个字。
We're going to come back to that.
待会我们回来这个地方。
Quickly go to the next slide. Here we go.Then it goes on in verse 3.
然后他接着他这么说。
No longer will there be anything accursed.
那里以后再也没有咒诅。
But the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it.
在城里有神的和羔羊的宝座。
And his servants will worship him.
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
They will see his face.
他们要见他的面。
And his name will be on their foreheads.
他的名字要写在他们的额头上。
And the night will be no more.
不再有黑夜。
They will need no light.
不再需要灯光。
Of lamp or sun.
日光。
For the Lord God will be their light.
因为神要光照他们。
And they will reign forever and ever.
他们要做王直到永永远远。
Very quickly this morning.
很快的今天早晨让我。
Out of these five verses.
从这五节的里面。
We get six truths from Scripture.
我们看到圣经里面六个真理。
Six truths that I want to take you through.
六个我要带着你看过的。
Now, let me be very clear.
让我很清楚地跟你说。
This is not the only description of heaven.
这并不是讲的唯一关于天国唯一的解释。
In actual fact, the Bible's got a lot to say about it.
事实上，在圣经里面讲了好多关于天国。
But this is a small beginning.
这只是一个小小的开始。
Number one, this text reminds us.
第一个，这个经文提醒我们。
That all true life flows from heaven.
所有的真实的生命是从天国而来。
Anything that is good.
任何好事。
Comes from God.
从神而来。
You know what? When you think about yourself.
你看，想看你自己。
There's nothing that you can call really your own that is good.
没有任何你可以看到自己说真的你所有的是好的。
The only thing that is really mine that I did without God.
有另外一件事情，你能够说我不用神，我能够自己做的事是什么
？It's sin，
就是罪。
I have nothing to brag about。
我没有什么好骄傲的。
Every good and perfect gift，
任何好、任何棒的一个礼物恩赐。
The Apostle James says，
使徒雅各这么说。
It says it comes from above，
从天而来。
From the God of life，
从众光之父而来。
Secondly, heaven will be a place where nations are healed。
第二个，我们看到的是天国是万民要得医治的地方。
This is something that I'm very passionate about。
这是我非常热情的一件事情。
In a moment, I'm going to explain this to you。
待会我跟你解释。
Thirdly, heaven is a place where holiness reigns。
第三个是天国是圣洁掌权的地方。
It's a place that we, as the servants of God, number four, continue to worship Him。
也是天国是我们成为一个仆人，在那里不断的敬拜他、侍奉他的地方。
It's a place that we will see Him。
是一个我们要见他的面的地方。
This word "see" is so important。
在这句话非常的重要。
It's an extraordinarily important word。
这是一个非常重要的字。
And lastly, it's a place of new eternity。
最后将会来到一个新的永恒。
A place where we will reign。
在那里我们要做王到永远。
Let me quickly go through each of these points。
让我们很快的讲过这六个点。
Let me start with the first one。
第一个，生命的源头。
In this text, the angel showed John。
圣经里面先只让约翰看到。
That in heaven，
在天国呢。
There is the river of life。
在那里有生命水的河。
That word "river" is used both in the Hebrew as Greek。
在水在河这个字在希伯来文或是希腊文都一样的。
Both in Hebrew and Greek，
在希腊文跟希伯来文是一样的，这个意思是
to speak about a source，
是用来提醒、用来解释什么叫做源头。
The origin，
就是它的来源的意思。
And here what it says is that in heaven we find the river of life。
我们可以看到天国会发现生命水的河。
And it flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb。
这个水的河从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Church, this is one of the most important things that we must realize。
各位，这是我们很重要，你要知道一件事情。
We will never experience true life。
我们没有办法经历真的生命。
Until we realize it comes from God。
除非你知道这个生命是从神而来。
So I've been watching my son growing in his acceptance of the call of God。
我看到了我的儿子，他开始成长，一直到他接受神对他的呼召。
And it's the sweetest thing to watch。
对我来说是一个很棒的一个我所观察的过程。
I have to be careful not to get excited about it。
我必须要很小心，不要太兴奋。
And don't show my excitement too much to him。
也不要对他展现我太多的兴奋。
Because if I'm too strong in my excitement，
因为我太兴奋起来，我就非常的强力的。
He might go a different route。
我会使得他会造成另外一条路。
But what is so beautiful to watch now？
那现在我看到感觉非常的美。
He's starting to give testimony now。
他现在开始为主做见证。
So he's 18 years old。
他才18岁。
And I heard him say the other day。
我有一天听到他对别人说。
He said，I've been running from the Lord for years。
我已经逃离神好多年。
I think you haven't been alive long enough to run。
我说你的年纪还不够长到跑那么多年呐。
But this is what he said。
但是他说
，He said, but now I realize。
但现在我知道了。
I cannot say no to God。
我没有办法跟神说不。
If I want to enjoy life。
如果我要享受生命的话。
If I want my life to have purpose，
如果让我的生命有目的的话
，I can only find it in God。
我只能发现目的跟乐趣在神的里面。
Before the foundations of the earth，
在地球设立地基之前
，God knew about you，
神就知道你。
He created you for a destiny and a purpose，
他为一个生命的目的创造你。
And it's only when we discover，
对，当我们发现之后呢？
That he is the source of life。
我们发现他是生命的源头。
That's the moment that life starts to make sense。
在那个时候，你的生命才开始有意义。
But the great English philosopher and author，
在美国有一个很伟大的哲学家跟一个作家，他说
，You know him, C.S. Lewis。
哦 ，C.S. Lewis 是英国的 C.S. Lewis。
He writes the following about his life。
他对于他的自己的生命，他这么说。
He says, although there's great joy to serve Jesus in this life,
即使在这一生中服侍神是很大的喜乐。
He says, I've realized,
但是他说我发现了
that walking in this life,
当你走完这一条路的时候，
He says, this life is like standing at the beginning of dawn.
他说这个生命就好像在黎明等着天亮一样。
We can see a little light on the horizon.
我们可以看到地平线上开始有一点点小亮光。
But the sun has not risen yet.
但是太阳还没升起。
He says, one day when we step into heaven,
他说有一天当我们进入永恒天国，
it will be as if the sun has risen.
就会好像是天已经亮了，太阳升起的样子。
I think once we get to heaven,
我想有一天我们进到天国，
we can breathe a deep breath.
我们将会深深的呼吸。
And when he say, now this is what I've been born for.
你才会说是的，我活着就是为了这个。
We're going to step into real life.
我们进入真的生命。
I think one day we will look back at our time on earth.
有一天我们会回过头来看我们在地上的生命。
And we will say, if only I knew.
他说早知道在那个时候。
Listen to what another text says.
我们看到另外一段经文怎么说。
In a previous text in this book of Revelation.
在启示录的前一章。
It says, John saw another vision.
神啊，耶稣，约翰看到另外一个异象。
And here he sees a vision of a city, an eternal city where we will live.
他看到了一个永恒的城市，就是我们将要居住那个城市。
And he says, I saw no temple in the city.
他说我在前建造城内没有殿。
For the temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb.
因为神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
And what he is trying to communicate?
他想要说的是什么呢？
Is that heaven is where God is?
他说天国就是神所在的地方。
And God is everything in heaven.
神那天国就是天啊，神就是天国的全部。
We step into true life.
我们进入新真的生命。
Secondly, heaven is where the nations are healed.
第二，天国就是万民得医治的地方。
John sees not only a river.
约翰只看到了一条河。
But he sees the tree of life.
但是他也看到的旁边有生命树。
And this tree of life gives all kinds of fruit.
生命树结出各样的果子。
But there's this beautiful statement.
在这里面有一段很棒的叙述。
It says the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
他说树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
Now, when I was younger,
当我年轻一点的时候。
I always thought I was born at the wrong time.
我通常认为我生不逢时。
I thought I was born in the wrong nation.
我生在不对的地方。
I was born in the wrong country.
我生在不对的国家。
And I believe I was born in the wrong family.
我也相信我生到不对的家庭。
It's only when I became a Christian.
只有在我当了基督徒之后。
That I started to understand.
我开始知道。
God makes no mistakes.
神从来不犯错。
Now here's maybe the most important thing I'm going to say this morning.
今天早上我要说的，也许这句话最重要。
God has a plan and a destiny for you.
神为你有一个计划，一个命定。
Do you know that every nation on the face of the earth has a destiny?
你知道在地球上每一个国家有它的命定。
I support the nation of Israel.
我支持以色列这个国家。
I serve an organization called United Christians United for Israel.
我在参与一个组织，那个组织叫做基督徒为以色列而联合的一个组织。
I believe it's important for Christians to support the nation of Israel.
我也要提醒说，基督徒你要支持以色列。
But don't misunderstand me here.
但是这里请不要误会我。
Israel is special to the Lord.
对神来说，以色列这个国家很重要，很特别。
There's a special calling.
他是对他有特别的呼召。
But every other nation.
但是其他每一个国家
has a calling.
都有他的呼召。
In heaven.
在天国
our nationalities do not disappear.
我们的国籍并没有消失。
I will be South African forever.
我是永远的南非人。
And initially, I was very angry about it.
一开始我对于我是个南非人，我非常的不高兴。
I'm a white African.
我是个白种的非洲人。
When I was younger,
当我年轻的时候
I wanted to be a black African.
我要期待我是不是可以做个黑种的非洲人。
Because when you come from Africa,
因为你从非洲来
You must look a little bit different.
你应该看起来不太一样啊。
Took me a long time to understand.
我花好多时间才了解。
God has a plan for every nation.
神对每个国家有他的计划。
John says that when he saw this vision,
神啊，约翰他说，当他看到这个意象的时候
，He saw a vision of every tribe, every nation before God.
他看到的在神面前的万国万民。
But this is what's happened.
那但是发生什么事
？Nations have been damaged.
这些的国度都被伤害了。
Church, let me stop here for a moment.
各位，让我停一下。
I'm careful as I say this.
我要很小心地说。
Because I realize I'm stepping into the prophetic realm now for a moment.
因为接着我要用先知的角色来发预言。
The Taiwanese people
在台湾上面的台湾人
have always been deeply spiritual people.
你们永远都是在属灵里面很深的、很属灵的一群人。
Satan has recognized that potential.
撒旦他发现你们这个潜力。
The attack on Taiwanese people have been more intense than in other places.
在对台湾的攻击比对其他的地方还更强力的攻击。
But listen to the vision of heaven.
听听看天国的意象。
Heaven is where nations are healed.
天国就是万民万国得医治的地方。
They finally recognize the reason why God created them.
他们最后发现知道神为什么要创造他们。
There's something about the kingdom of God
在这里关于天国
that can only be communicated
在这个地方只能这样子跟你沟通
clearly
很清楚地告诉你说
in beautiful ways
很漂亮的 一段话跟你说
by the Taiwanese people
就是这一句话只能用我们台湾人的
话说 You are important to the church
你们对教会非常重要
You are important to the kingdom of God
你们对于神的国非常重要
And one day,
那有一天
every nation in the kingdom of God,
在神的国度里面，每一个民族，每个国家
will take their place before the throne.
将要在神的国的神的宝座前要站立
and they will say something about the greatness of God.
他要对神要颂赞神，关于神的好
In heaven,
而在天国
every nation is healed.
每一个国度，每一个万民都得医治
I would encourage you.
我要鼓励你
Accept where God has put you.
接受神把你放在的位置
Say yes to where he's planted you.
就把神把你放在位置说好神谢谢你把我放在这里
Never make an apology for it.
不要为了你所存在的地方觉得很抱歉
You will see in all of eternity.
你会将要看到所有的永恒
What a role Taiwan needed to play.
在这地方有一个台湾要扮演的角色
The key for the church.
各位在教会里面很重要的一个概念
is to get a glimpse.
就是你要看到
of a healed nation.
看到万民要得医治
Thirdly,
第三
heaven is a place where holiness reigns.
天国是圣洁掌权的地方
It says that there will be no longer in heaven anything that is a curse.
再说在天国里面没有任何一个人任何一个事情是受咒诅的。
We so often believe the lie of the enemy.
我们常常会相信敌人的谎言。
I have a wonderful young student.
我一个很好、很棒的一个年轻的学生。
In my school right now.
现在正在我的学校就学。
In actual fact, he just graduated.
事实上，他刚刚不久才毕业。
And he is such an encouragement to me.
他对我来说是很大的鼓励，是因为
10 years ago.
十年以前呢
，He was going through a very difficult time.
他当时他生活得很困难。
His parents got divorced when he was very young.
他很小的时候，父母亲就离异。
And many bad things happened to him.
对他来说，很多坏事情发生在他身上。
So he ended up.
所以后来呢
？In a homosexual lifestyle.
后来他进入一个同性恋的生活形态里。
He got addicted to drugs.
他也有药瘾的问题。
And finally, he got very sick.
最后他生了病得很严重。
He discovered that he's contracted HIV.
后来发现他得了艾滋病。
And everybody looked at him.
每一个人看着他的时候
，and threw him away.
就把他给丢着，把他给抛弃。
But Jesus wasn't finished with him.
但是耶稣还没有完工，还在身上。
He had a radical conversion experience in Jesus.
他在耶稣里面有一个非常特别的一个悔改的过程。
10 years later.
十年之后
，He's finished seminary.
他完成了神学院教育。
He's now ordained as a minister.
他现在被按立成为一个牧者。
He is walking in holiness.
他现在走在圣洁的生活里面。
And he started a nationwide ministry.
他开始了一个跨国度的一个服事。
He started the ministry called the Freedom March.
他说的是他开始一个自由前进的一个组织。
And he's invited all the people that Jesus has set free.
他邀请所有被耶稣释放得自由的人参与。
To march through all the major cities in America.
在美国每一个大城市里面举行游行。
When I talk to him.
当我跟他讲话的时候。
Every time I speak to him.
每次我跟他讲话。
Holiness is in the room.
圣洁就在我们的中间，在房里。
He has such a vision.
他有如此一个很棒的一个意象。
That his life will be holy.
他的全一生就要走在圣洁里。
He no longer believes the lie of the enemy.
他不再相信敌人的谎言。
Church, heaven is a place where there will be no more sin.
天国就是不再有罪的地方。
Let me look you in the eye.
让我看着你的眼睛。
There will come a day.
将来有一天
that you will not know sin.
你将不知道什么叫做罪。
There will come a day.
将来有一天
that you will live in holiness.
你将会深深的爱圣洁。
The scripture says in heaven, Jesus Christ himself is enthroned. There is nothing that is not holy.
圣经说将来有一天在天国没有任何一件事情是不圣洁的。
Let me quickly finish the next ones.Heaven is a place where we will learn to worship.
天国是我们在那里服侍他、侍奉他的地方。
I love your worship.
我好爱你们刚刚的这些敬拜。
I think you've got one of the best bands in the world.
我相信你们有全世界最好的一个敬拜团在这里。
I'm very tempted to steal them.
我好想把他们给偷走。
And say, come and travel the world with me.
好不好跟我一起全世界去旅行，我们去敬拜。
And even though this worship is extraordinary.
即使这个敬拜非常的棒。
Church, I want to say to you, we've not experienced true worship yet.
各位，我告诉你，我们还没有经历什么叫真实的敬拜呢。
There's a place in worship that we've not touched yet.
还有在敬拜里面还有一个东西我们还没有碰触到。
The scripture says, in heaven, it's a place where we will step into the fullness of worship.
圣经说，我们到了天国，我们将要进入敬拜的全部永远的里面。
I love the way that John connects servanthood with worship.
我很喜欢约翰他把仆人跟侍奉这两个字连接在一起。
What is true worship?
什么叫做真实的敬拜
？It's to serve him.
就是去服侍他，侍奉他。
It's not just singing.
不是只有唱歌。
It's not just raising of your hands.
不是只有把手举高。
But the way you serve your Savior, that is true worship.
而是你侍奉你的救主的方法，那个就是敬拜。
Very quickly, let me go to the last two.
最后两个。
I can just stop right here.
也许我可以停在这儿。
Heaven is a place where we will see him.
天国是我们将要见他面的地方。
I love languages.
我很喜欢学习语言。
I apologize that my Mandarin has become very bad.
拜托不好意思，我的中文越来越糟糕。
English is not my first language.
英文不是我的第一母语。
My first language is Dutch.
我的第一个母语是荷兰语。
Not good Dutch, very bad Dutch.
不是好的那种荷兰语，是很糟糕的一种荷兰语。
Dutch from the 17th century that stayed in Africa.
就是十七世纪以后传到非洲的那种荷兰语。
Second language is German.
我的第二语言是德文。
Third language is English.
第三语言是英文。
Fourth language is Italian.
第四语言是意大利文。
Because my wife's Italian, of course.
因为我太太是意大利人。
Love languages.
最后一个语言。
But one of my favorite languages.
我最喜欢的语言，全世界最爱的语言是。
It's an African language that I learned.
是在非洲语言，我学的一种非洲语言。
And it is the language of Zulu.
就是朱鲁族的语言。
Love Zulu.
我好爱朱鲁这个族。
I listen to Zulu worship music. It's fantastic.
如果你听朱鲁他们的敬拜音乐，是非常棒的音乐。
And the greeting word for Zulu.
在朱鲁他们当他见面的时候的称呼语是。
It's not hello.
不是 hello.
It's the greeting word for Zulu.
在朱鲁语言里面互相见面的时候的
I see you.
是我看到你。
Not just I see your face.
而不是说我看到你的脸而已。
But I see who you are.
我看到你是谁。
The Greek word that is used here for seeing.
在这里在希腊文用的这个看到这个字。
It's more than just seeing with the eyes.
而不只是超越眼睛看到的那个意思。
Seeing with the heart.
就是用你的心看到。
There will come a day.
将来有一天。
That we will see God.
我们将要看到神。
But not just see him, know him.
而不是只有看到他，而是真的知道他。
Know him.
认识他。
Imagine this.
想想看。
I've been alive now for 50 years.
现在我已经50岁。
God has always existed.
神永远存在, 对不对?
I have so many questions to ask.
我有好多问题要问他。
So much I want to know.
我好多事情我想知道。
In heaven we will truly see him.
在天堂我们会真实地认识他。
All of his glory.
看到他的所有的荣耀,
All of his majesty.
看到他所有的荣美,
every secret in the universe.
在宇宙的所有的小秘密,
we will understand.
我们将会了解,
we will know.
我们将会知道,
this is what we've been created for.
这就是我们被创造的目的。
And lastly, church.
而最后呢,
heaven will be a place where we will learn to reign.
在天国, 我们将在这里做王到永远。
We were created
我们被创造,
to imitate God.
来学习神的样式。
The scriptures are not entirely clear
在这段经文里面并没有讲得很清楚,
over what we will reign.
我们将要做什么王。
But it says this
但是他这么说,
that we will be with him
我们将跟他同在,
and we will reign forever and ever with him.
我们要跟他一起直到永永远远做王。
Which means there's greater purpose for you.
意思就是说创造你的主要的目的是,
this life is not the end.
这个世界今天这一生不是最后的结局。
You know, they have these stupid little comics of people in heaven playing harps and sitting on clouds.
你知道在我们这边猜测天国就坐在那边弹竖琴啊, 坐在椅子上面, 那个是非常愚蠢的事情。
That's not heaven.
那个不是天堂。
We have not reached our full potential.
我们还没有达成我们主要我们的潜能嘞。
In heaven we will reach that full potential.
在天国我们就要达成我们的潜能。
So in summary this morning,
所以我们做个总结。
May the Lord give you a glimpse of what's coming.
我求神让你看到什么将要临到。
Heaven is the place
天国就是这个地方,
where we step into the fullness of life.
我们进入生命的所有的存在。
That for which we were created.
就是那个地方我们是被创造的目的。
It's a place where we discovered how our nationality, how our ethnicity is being created by God.
就在那个地方我们知道为什么我们属于这个国家, 属于这个种族的目的是什么, 是被神所创造的。
Nations shall be healed.
在那个地方万国要得医治。
It's a place that we reach full holiness.
就是那里我们要成为完全的圣洁。
It's a place where we will worship him as servants.
在那里我们成为一个仆人, 我们侍奉他, 敬拜他。
Place where we will know him.
在那地方我们要认识他。
And that we will reign.
然后我们要跟他一同作王。
Church,
各位,
you're not home yet.
你还没有到家。
All of this life
所有这一生中所发生的
is to prepare us for that.
是预备你回家。
Let us have eyes of heaven.
让我们有属天的眼光。
May we have a glimpse of his holiness.
让我们可以稍微看到他的圣洁。
So that we will put all of our treasures there.
所以将我们所有的财宝放在那里。
It's not this life that's the most important.
这个生命,此生并不是最重要的。
It's the one that's coming.
而是下一生在永恒那个更重要。
It's now dawn.
现在已经快要天亮了。
One day we will step over that threshold to eternity.
有一天我们就要走过那个进入永恒的那个门槛。
And the sun will rise in front of us.
那时候你会看到太阳升起。
And for the first time ever,
为了从来没有做过的第一次,
we will see clearly.
你将要清楚地看到。
We will understand who we fully are.
你会非常地了解到底你是谁。
And we will see him as he is.
我们会看成为神他的原貌。
More beautiful than we can imagine.
超过我们所能够想象的美。
Greater than what we can fathom.
超过我们所能够想象的伟大。
and more significant
than
we can reason.
我们可以在那里，我们可以了
解。May we have eyes of heaven.
各位期待你有属天的眼光。
And put our treasure there.
把你的财宝放在。
Amen and amen. Amen. Excellent. Church, can I pray for you?
我们一起来祷告。